United States.
Trump's classified documents case. Courting chutzpah. A maverick judge's ruling in Florida helps the former president.
A welcome piece of news arrived for Donald Trump on the first day of the Republican National Convention. The criminal case against him for allegedly removing classified documents from the White House and piling them in, among other places, a ballroom and bathroom at Mar-a-Lago, his Florida home, was thrown out by the presiding judge. Higher courts will probably look askance at the ruling, but it means that Mr. Trump's tactics have pushed his trial past the November election, if it ever begins at all. Judge Eileen Cannon, appointed by Mr. Trump in 2020, has been stretching out the calendar in the first of two lawsuits styled United States versus Trump since she was randomly assigned to the case in June 2023. This week's ruling contends that the prosecution was illicit from the start. Jack Smith, the special counsel, was installed in violation of the Constitution's Appointments Clause, which requires officers of the United States to be nominated by the President and confirmed by the Senate. The critical constitutional restriction on appointing officers is fundamental to America's separation of powers, Judge Cannon writes. To allow Merrick Garland, the Attorney General, to tap a private citizen as special counsel usurps Congress's role and dismantles a structural liberty. The 93-page opinion is technical and thorough, yet the veneer is misleading. The ruling is novel, it manhandles precedent, and its implications are sweeping. Attorneys General have long been appointing special counsels with limited pushback and less judicial eyebrow raising. Defending Mr. Garland's naming of Mr. Smith, the government pointed to two laws empowering such moves, taken when the impartiality of an investigation by the Department of Justice itself might be questioned. According to Title 28, Section 533 of the US Code, the Attorney General may appoint officials to detect and prosecute crimes against the United States. Section 515 provides that lawyers specially appointed by the Attorney General may conduct any kind of legal proceeding. For Judge Cannon, neither suffices as a legal basis for Mr. Smith's appointment. She says it is implausible that Congress meant to wedge appointment power for special counsels into a statute that primarily concerns lower-level personnel. And she reckons Section 515 involves already retained attorneys, not a new appointment power. Judge Cannon acknowledges that her interpretations differ from those of judges who have confronted the question in the past. Jurists on the District of Columbia Circuit Court of Appeals may have upheld special counsel appointments in 1987 for Lawrence Walsh in the Intra-Contra affair and 2019 for Robert Mueller's investigation of Russian interference in the 2016 election. But their analysis just wasn't good enough, it seems. Judge Cannon then takes a red pen to a line in United States versus Nixon, the Supreme Court decision involving the Watergate tapes. When the justices wrote that Congress empowered the Attorney General to appoint subordinate officers to assist him in the discharge of his duties, they weren't announcing the law, but writing dictum, basically just jabbering. That turn is especially jarring in light of Judge Cannon's reliance on last month's concurring opinion by Justice Clarence Thomas in the other United States versus Trump, the election subversion case. Justice Thomas says there that Mr. Smith may have been appointed illegally and Judge Cannon follows his lead. But unlike US versus Nixon, which was unanimous, Justice Thomas's musings are his alone and do not carry the force of law. None of his eight colleagues co-signed his opinion. At the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals, to which the government said it will appeal, Judge Cannon's ruling will probably face scepticism. That court, conservative as it is, has dressed her down for previous missteps. But the appeal will take months, may end up at the Supreme Court, and will matter only if Mr. Trump loses the election. Otherwise, charges for his document-stuffed bathroom and post-election plotting alike will disappear soon after the defendant takes his second oath of office.